Well, good morning, everybody. Pat Powers with our Community Corner for today. And coming up this Saturday will be another excellent program coming to the Mulberry Center Church at Wilson Brewer Park in Webster City. It's my pleasure speaking with Sherry Hari Arts from the University of Iowa Archaeology Department. And Sherry, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Glad to have you here this morning. So let's find out a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, I'm an archaeologist. I work at the Office of the State Archaeologist, which is a research unit attached to the university. Mm-hmm. So I do a lot of research, and I also am involved in education and outreach programming. I've been doing archaeology on the Great Plains and environments for more than 40 years now. So.
A good long time. That's incredible. So hats off to you for doing that there at the U of I for so many years there in Iowa City.
Well, actually, I've been not, it hasn't all been in Iowa.
Okay.
Work all around the Great Plains, Oklahoma, Kansas, North Dakota, South Dakota.
So you just get around from all over the place there. So.
Well, it's been a long career, so
I bet it has.
Migratory.
Yeah, just over 40 years. Well, Sherry, you're coming to Webster City for a program this coming Saturday afternoon. That'll be at the Mulberry Center Church. You're talking all about Iowa's ancient trails, and I see there's a variety of trails around the state that you'll be sharing.
Right. So this program was originally put together several years ago was a partnership with the Iowa Department of Transportation and the Office of the State Archaeologist. And it is tracing some of the ancient trails. There are bits and pieces of these things that still are detectable. So they went out and documented some of the surviving pre-settlement roads and trails in the north half of Iowa and developed driving routes that are associated with these old ancient trails. So they highlight some of the points of interest related to Iowa's unique heritage. So now you can follow these routes. You can drive or bicycle along routes that have been used for centuries by Native Americans, explorers, traders, soldiers, and early Euro-American settlers.
And how many are there altogether there, Sherry, which you'll be explaining about?
Let's see. We've got 8 total.
Mm-hmm.
There is one centered up around Decorah. Another one that travels between Fort Atkinson and the Mississippi River area. An old military trail. Fort Crawford was the supply route, the supply depot for the soldiers who were at Fort Atkinson. So they would have to travel back and forth along this military road to get to Fort Crawford to get their supplies. And they would stop halfway at the Joel Post House, which is in Postville, Iowa. That was their overnight camp, and then on to Fort Atkinson. There is another route that is located along the Mississippi Byways Trail, along the Mississippi River to Dubuque. And then we can go to central Iowa, trying to locate my notes here.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I see there's also an area up there, Sherry, up towards just north of Mason City, all the way over towards Spirit Lake, I believe, up in northwest Iowa.
Right, exactly. There's a Spirit Lake loop, and mm-hmm. then there's one that runs from the Iowa Great Lakes over to the northwest corner of Iowa, and there's another one that is down in the Luss Hills around there's 2 loops for that one, a northern loop and a southern loop that center around Sioux City.
So you'll be talking more about these interesting trails around the state of Iowa during your presentation coming up on Saturday afternoon.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be focusing on the route that centers around Webster City.
Oh, really? Okay. So more about what's this around Webster City that you're going to talk about? That's the one on Central Iowa, I believe.
Right.
Okay. Is there a website that people can get more information off this, Sherry?
Yes, there is. You can go to...
And you're doing your
figuring
right there. Sure. Again, we're trying to get the website if people want to know more about these ancient trails.
Oh, absolutely.
That you'll be sharing this coming Saturday in Webster City.
So you could go to, it's www.uiowacar.com. /OSAGLO trails, and then Ancient Trails Tours Home.
So they can check it out through Google and
find out. Right, I think if you do a Google search,
do a Google search on that and find out more about Iowa's Ancient Trails. But you'll be talking more about this during your program that I believe is going to be lasting an hour, I believe, there, Sherry.
Right.
Very good.
And I will be bringing along a few things for show and tell to some of the artifacts that have been found. It's kind of difficult sometimes to talk about archaeological sites because they're buried in the ground. There's often not much to see unless it...
Yeah.
I can bring examples of materials that... have been found along the routes, and I like to try and highlight places that people can see. So if there's museums or visitor centers or things like that where people can learn more about the artifacts and the archaeology of the area, I like to highlight those as well.
Very good. So again, come see Sherry Hari Arts from the University of Iowa Archaeology Department. Her program entitled Iowa's Ancient Trails. It's coming up this Saturday, August 17th, beginning at 1, and that'll be held at the Mulberry Center Church in Webster City. Sherry, anything else for the good of the cause today?
No, I just I enjoy doing this and teaching people more about the unique history of the state of Iowa.
Indeed. All right, we'll look forward to that. Sherry Hari Arts, my guest on today's Community Corner program. Sherry, thank you so very much.
Thank you.